Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Takeover Tuesday presented by Pepsi with this guy, WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett, the Hendersonville native, will throw out a ceremonial first pitch, do a Q&A at Nashville Sounds Twitter Takeover, sign autographs, and perform Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. Jeff, that's a lot of responsibility today, man.
Well, I'm up for the job. I'll just say this, Brent. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. And, Brent, you realize the first thing we did together, Pepsi also sponsored many moons ago.
Over at Sudden Service.
There you go. Good recall.
Yep. Boom.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this. Have you been practicing for the first pitch throw tonight?
No. And I will go on record. I've done a lot of first pitches. I just did one in Hartford not long ago. And luckily, I got it across the mound. So, but if I one hop it or two hop it, I don't want to hear any jeers or boos because I just relish in boos. But no, I shoot basketball. I don't throw baseball. But no. I'm looking forward to it. I always have fun, and especially getting to do it here in my hometown. And Adam Noose and the entire Nashville Sounds gang and the ballpark and the Goldberg brothers got a little place of establishment out there. So I'm excited. Me and the whole family are coming out. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
I think what I want to know about is the Take Me Out to the Ball Game rendition that we're going to hear from you. Do you have any special plans? You can get the family involved. What can we expect?
Well, I don't know how much of a wrestling expert, but David Reed will be there tonight, so he can attest to this. So you know, I am maybe famous for, or maybe infamous known, that I have a way with words and music, so I may bring some backup singers with me tonight.
Okay.
And I can tell you this. I can do the very, very best lip sync version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game if need be. And I may do it in the vein of Harry Carey tonight. So you never know.
Wow. Okay. J Mart is with us today, and he actually said that earlier. J Mart.
What? Oh, no. We're on sort of it's a Cold War going on. He's got a new show, Big Six, and I've heard all about it.
You're going to be on it, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now all of a sudden you're chiming in. I come on the 3HL hour, and now you're going to be nice. I've called, I've faxed, I've checked. My people have called you, and I hadn't got one invite to your big 6 o'clock hour, so now you're big time with me, but, congrats. I'll say that. I'll get to that. Congrats on your hour. I'm really happy for you.
Jeff, I appreciate that, buddy. So are you going to have the Road Dog with you tonight? Because that's the story I told off the top of the show today, is the fact that you lip-synced and the original idea was you were going to be Milli Vanilli and get caught. They shot some stuff at the Ryman and they were going to have some fun. Didn't end up going down, but when you went into the Hall of Fame a couple of months ago, you and the Road Dog did the song. You're not doing that song tonight, but is Brian James somewhere close by and we just don't know it?
Exactly. You never know what's going to happen. I'll say that might have been the very worst rendition of With My Baby Tonight, but that's okay. No, we're going to have fun. Takeover Tuesday, and they're giving out ball caps tonight. Is that what I heard as well?
They are. We've got them sitting in front of us.
University of Tennessee, Nashville Sounds hats, and they're orange. They have a power tee on the side. They've got the Nashville Sounds logo on the front, and then the bill is checkerboard orange and white.
Well, then we can't help but to have a full house out there tonight. I get no credit whatsoever. If you're giving away free UT caps in this state, you're guaranteed a full house. So, no, I'm excited. Takeover Tuesday, I'm going to be answering questions. And me and Booster have something cooked up tonight. So it's going to be an entertaining night. So I'll say this. In between innings, you don't want to go anywhere. We've got a couple of things lined up and I'm glad to hear Jay Mars headed back to the studio because we're looking for somebody to take a guitar shot, and I think he should be the best volunteer for tonight. Yes.
I've taken chair shots before. I would be glad to. I would do that any day of the week, Jeff. So tell me this. A couple months ago, you go into the Hall of Fame. You give that speech, really emotional speech. It's great. You guys are having so much fun. That jacket, we're not going to talk about that jacket. If you have not seen that jacket, put it in your Google machine, and you can find it. But Tell me how life is.
Hey, before we go any further, if people didn't remember me, they certainly remembered the jacket from Hall of Fame weekend, right?
Oh, I think it might have been the greatest part of the entire festivities is just your jacket.
And just go right over to Street Tuxedo. They have three locations in town. John Street to get All right, go ahead.
Well done. All right, so how's life for a Hall of Famer? Obviously, WWE just signs this huge TV deal with Fox. Money's going to be coming in. Interest level's going to be coming back. But where you were a year ago to where you are right now, I know you've got a one-man show. I think you might be doing a little bit of comedy or just storytelling or something coming up. Tell us what's up in the land of JEFFJARRET.
Well, there you go. JT, well, you got to finish it. The world's
greatest. Dude, you got to do the laugh. The laugh's the greatest part of it, Jeff. We got to get you on air doing that for Squared Circle Radio and just absolutely play that coming out of every break. It's the best laugh of all time, other than maybe Ted DiBiase.
Okay, we can do that. But JT will kill me. I don't have enough time in the day to get going on. But, no, it's been very humbling. I'm very grateful. But so much going on. I head up to Middletown, New York in the morning. We've got three fair shows up there. Then Thursday I land at 8 o'clock in Nashville and depart at 2:30 from Nashville to go to London. I'm over there for 10 days. Got one-man spoken word tour shows, however you want to call it. I've got multiple appearances, 10 straight days over there, and then come back, and we've got a convention at the end of Labor Day weekend called StarCast Fights the App. Just the real easy thing is follow me on Twitter. That's the Cliff Notes version, at Real Jeff Jarrett. Stay up to date. But, man, and I am. I you guys have always been great to me, the entire station, Brad, all three shows. It has been an incredible year, and I am very, very humbled by everything that's gone down. And you've got me speechless. I don't know what to say, but I'm very, very humbled by everything that's gone down. I'm busier today than I've ever been.
Well, we love you, brother, and congrats on everything. And can't wait to check out all of the festivities tonight at First Tennessee Park involving Jeff Jarrett.
Don't short it, Jeff. Don't short it.
All right, listen, Dawn, because you're a ball player. So if you had to bet, and I don't know, Brent's probably a wager. He's a betting man. Yeah. Who is going to throw the better pitch, me or Reed?
Reed's got you, man. I'm sorry. I had to chime in. David Reed's a ringer. David Reed can go.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
David Reed's like a professional softball player.
Oh, well, great. The pressure's off me. If he doesn't do good, everybody's going to laugh at him. I'm a basketball player and a wrestler, which has no correlation with throwing a ball 90 feet. I have no pressure on me tonight. Reed's the one with all the pressure, and I think he's going to one-hop it. I'm going to get him so nervous before he throws the pitch. I'm going to get in his head. And not that I know how to do that, but I am going to get in his head. And Reed, if you're listening right now, you're going to be lucky that it doesn't two hop. One hop for sure, but two hop probably.
You better be right, Jeff, listen to Squared Circle Radio on Sundays. All the time.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. Have fun tonight.
All right. Thanks, 3HL. Thank you. All right.